Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. This week, the price of gold reached its highest level ever. The price of silver soared to a seven-year high. This occurred while the U.S. dollar index, through Tuesday this week, had fallen almost 10% since March 19, its lowest in 2 years. These changes do not occur in a vacuum. They cause people to alter their spending habits and investments. So, how will a falling dollar and soaring gold and silver prices impact your own financial circumstances? These changes occur over time. Some have already happened. Perhaps the most significant impact you have seen is that you are paying far more to fill up your gas tank than you did just 4 months ago. Prices of groceries have risen faster than they have in decades. Look for them to rise even further in the next year. You will pay more to purchase life's necessities. It has become obvious that it is the Federal Reserve's flooding of money into the financial markets that has helped stock market prices stop falling and start to recover from their March lows. Don't expect that further subsidies and bailouts will be enough to keep propping up stock prices even at their current levels. There are plenty of historical examples of what to anticipate will happen to the U.S. economy as the Federal Reserve keeps massively inflating the money supply. The widespread 1997 Far East Asia currency crisis is a textbook example. In that crisis, the Indonesia rupiah lost about 85% of its value. Indonesian citizens whose wealth was denominated in the government's paper currency were financially wiped out. In contrast, Indonesians with the foresight to hold part of their wealth in physical gold and silver saw their lifestyle largely unaffected. By the way, it is not out of the question that the U.S. dollar could eventually collapse. In interviews by the morning host on this station several years ago, both commodity guru Jim Rogers and Canadian billionaire Eric Sprott forecasted that the American monetary system would collapse within a decade. Have you protected your finances by owning some physical gold and silver? The clock is ticking. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.